What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Built Different podcast. My name is Zach Clinton. I'll be your host, and as we continue to grow, I'll have friends joining me each week to interview some of the leading experts in the fields of motivational speaking, mental health, ministry, and even sports. Our goal is to instill hope, encouragement, and motivation in and through your life today, and our prayer is that after each episode, you'd be more equipped and encouraged to look, love, and live more like Christ from the inside out. That's our definition of what it means to be built different. So I hope you're ready. You better buckle up. Let's roll.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Built Different podcast. The year is 2023.
Crazy.
Listen, Zach, I am so excited for how we are kicking off the new year with such an incredible interview. To our listeners, we have one of the best communicators of God's word joining us today. Pastor Tim Timberlake. He serves as the senior pastor of Celebration Church, lives in Jacksonville, Florida. His wife, Jen, they have a son named Maxwell. Pastor Tim, he's a gifted communicator. And I'm telling you, you guys better buckle up. If you don't have your notes app or your pen and paper out right now, if you're driving and listening to this, you better pull over. Because I'm telling you, the Spirit of God is going to meet you in a way that you've never experienced before because of the wisdom that is about to be poured out through Pastor Tim. Zach, I know he's impacted you just as much as he's impacted me over the course of the last few months. What are you excited for about this interview?
Well, first off, like you said, G, Pastor Tim is one of the most gifted communicators I have ever heard in my life, given some of the most, I would say, impactful sermons that I've ever listened to when it comes to whether that's through social media, whether that's through live in-person events. I mean, he is just incredibly talented, and it really is. This interview is spirit-filled and spirit-led, and a word that comes to both of our minds that we've chatted about immediately after this episode was the word captivating. Like, right. It is so captivating. Some of the nuggets of wisdom that he just instills within us today. I'm telling you guys, this episode doesn't leave you hopeful and encouraged and motivated for 2023. I don't know what will, but something that comes to mind is kind of this idea of habits and how significant habits are in our lives. I was listening to John Maxwell not too long ago, and he said that so many of us have uphill hopes with downhill habits. And I think today, what you're going to hear from Pastor Tim Timberlake is how we can develop and cultivate very positive and, I would say, habits that give us great momentum as we strive not only to grow in our relationship with God vertically, but also with others horizontally, but even physically, and pushing ourselves past our limitations. Tim is just so good when it comes to these things. And a lot of what he also mentions is this idea of preparation and how preparation then fuels our expectation as we enter into a new year. So you guys, I'm telling you, like G said, buckle up, grab your pens, grab your notepads, and start taking notes. You may want to transcribe this whole interview, and that's okay, because we do too. Our friends, welcome Pastor Tim Timberlake. Pastor Tim, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure, man. I'm excited about our conversation and honored, man, to be on Ignite Podcast with both you and Garrett, Zach.
Pastor Tim, we are so excited and delighted to have you on with us today. As you mentioned, we're so looking forward to our Ignite Men's Impact Weekend coming up March 10th and 11th at Thomas Rowe Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia, where you'll be joining us main stage as a main speaker, but also in September at the American Association of Christian Counselors, No Hope, that's K-N-O-W, Hope, World Conference that's coming up here this upcoming fall. We're just thrilled to have you. You are truly one of the most prolific and powerful communicators and Bible teachers that we have ever heard. So we can't wait for all those that are going to be in attendance, sir. But let me give you a little bit more of a formal introduction as well. You are the senior pastor of Celebration Church. You live in Jacksonville, Florida with your wife, Jen and Maxwell. And man, we're just excited to have you today. But Pastor Tim, how we kind of want to kick off this interview is really by reflecting back to 2022. And maybe what is something that God kind of spoke over you, something that maybe he taught you within that year that maybe is encouraging you as you look forward into 2023?
Yeah, I think for this year, 2022, it was really kind of a year where people were getting back into the rhythms and routine of somewhat of a normal life again. And one of the things that God really spoke to me at the beginning of this year, a lot of leaders were calling me and they were asking, hey, what's your vision? What's your vision for 2022? What is God speaking to you about 2022? And God just told me at the beginning of the year, the greatest vision that I could have would be consistency. And so consistency for me this year has been vision. I think for really the last 2 years, for some of us, the last 2.5 years, things have been so inconsistent with, you know, our rhythm, our routine, our schedule, that it really didn't give us an opportunity to get our footing, our bearings. And so for us to have somewhat of a solid ground again to stand on, I think, as a leader, being consistent and being dependable and being a place where people can count on has been extremely, extremely helpful for us. And I think has allowed us to reach a lot of people through that vision and that motto, just being consistent. I know it sounds simple, but, you know, consistency compounds, and anything that we do consistently becomes a part of our habits, a part of our routines. And I truly believe there's very few things in this life that are as strong as a habit. And so the more that we can develop strong habits, the more that we can develop consistency, I believe the more greatness compounds, and we begin to see the fruits of those things kind of birthed and brought to life as time goes on.
That's so awesome. You know, it's 2023. It's a time where we reflect, but also look ahead and look forward. And it's a lot of, you know, people are gathering around this idea of creating new habits and being more consistent, sort of like what you mentioned. And here at the Built Different Podcast, what we're looking to do in the month of January is sort of kick off this new year with asking people, where do you need to realign yourself? Spiritually, you know, relationally, physically. And so kicking it off with you, Pastor Tim, realigning spiritually, you're a pastor, you're equipping the saints in 2023. What are some things people can be doing to sort of start reflecting and building, what it may look like to spiritually realign themselves in 2023?
Yeah. I think one of the common things that we're seeing, particularly in the mental health space, is people are saying they're more burnt out than ever before. And I think as we start off this new year, and as we really kind of kickstart it with a new mentality, I think that we really have to go back to being grateful and exercising gratitude. And the reason that I say that is because it's very hard to experience burnout in something or in a season that you're grateful for. And so often we experience burnout in the things that we have lost gratitude in and the things that we've lost thankfulness in. And so we just have to go back to being grateful, even if it's for the very small things, having joy again, making sure that our joy tanks are full, making sure that we do our part to infuse and download the word of God into our spirit so that when life squeezes us, what comes out is what we put in. Wow. You know, scripture tells us that in his presence, there is fullness of joy, and at his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. And as we kick off this new year, one of the greatest indicators of if you've been in the presence of the Lord is measuring your joy. And so when we are in the presence of God, when we're in his presence, we can always tell because our joy tank is full. And so, you know, I want to encourage our listeners right now, start this year off with joy, start it off with gratitude, and keep those tanks full to capacity so that when life comes, and it will, it won't sway you to the left or to the right. You can stay consistent in those things that God has placed in front of you and what God has placed in you. And I believe if we can do that, that's a great start to a very new year.
Right. You know, I think people can often get lost, as you mentioned, when that joy tank is low or when there's a lack of gratitude, you know, bitterness creeps in.
Yeah.
Comparison creeps in. Mm-hmm. You know, discontentment can start to reign and rule. And, you know, for people, I think when that starts to happen, there are things, instead of looking forward, people start looking at the things behind. Mm-hmm. And, you know, new year, new you, that's sort of the talk of the town this week and in these coming weeks. You know, what do you say to the person who, you know, their joy is low, they're not very thankful for what's happening, but also maybe sort of riddled with guilt and shame and looking backwards at maybe a really poor 2022? How do you encourage that person today?
I would say turn the page and understand that 2022 does not have to be the same narrative for your 2023. But this is what happens. We enter into new years and we enter into new seasons sometimes carrying the same old bricks from the old season. And we rebuilt the same house that was in our old season in this season because we've carried it over. And so what I want our listeners to make their motto for this year is this: I've crossed over without carrying over. Mm-hmm. And so if we can cross over without carrying over the guilt, the shame, the negative things, then I believe we can start to unpack something beautiful in this year. And so whenever we think about our disappointments, we're thinking about our disappointments right now. Even when we think about the hope of our future, we're thinking about that hope right now. And so right now is all that we have. Right now is all that we can live in. And so why not be present right here, right now, operating in gratitude, operating in thanksgiving? And you may not have everything that you want, but my God, we have so much that we have need of. But we look beyond that when we compare what we have to what other people to our left have, what other people to our right have. And so I just encourage those that are listening, don't compare, be grateful. Don't compare, be thankful. Don't compare, operate where you are and be content. And how I define content, Zach and Garrett, is I define content by being satisfied where God has you until he moves you into your next. Wow. And if we can operate in contentment, I'm telling you, it helps to eliminate that comparison mentality.
That is so powerful, Pastor Tim. And I love what you said. You have the ability to cross over without carrying over. And someone who works, I work in the mental health space, so I get the opportunity of walking alongside of and counseling people on a daily basis. That understanding, right, that their past, their wounds, that does not have to define someone. And like you said, we can find the sense of contentment when we focus where our feet are. And so, Pastor Tim, man, that's so powerful. And I think probably one of the greatest resources that somebody can really dive into going into 2023 is a resource that you have published, your book called The Power of 1440, right? Mm-hmm. Making the most of every minute in a day, where you guys talk about how making change and living the life God intends for us is actually up to us. And your book reminds me of a very famous quote. It says, "In a moment, everything can change. In a moment, you can change everything."
Yeah.
Pastor Tim, I'm aware that at the age of 18 years old, though, right, you learned that valuable lesson of appreciating the extraordinary value and gift of each minute of every day the hard way through the tragic and sudden loss of your father. So, Pastor Tim, what's the word of encouragement that you may have for someone listening in this moment right now who may be going through a really difficult and adverse season of life that will help them not only just get through each day, but also exhaust every opportunity of potential for that day, moment by moment, fulfilling their God-given purpose?
Yeah, I would say the best way for us to do that is to understand this day that we're in. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite scriptures is, "This is the day that the Lord has made. I choose to rejoice and be made glad in it." You have to make an intentional choice to be glad. And that gladness, that joy doesn't come from what we have. It doesn't come from the things around us. It really doesn't come from the season that we're in. That joy comes from the Lord. And so when we spend time in the presence of the Lord, it helps us to fill our tanks with joy and understand that yesterday is in the tomb. Tomorrow is in the womb. But today has been birthed for us to squeeze greatness out of. And so when we are aware of our day, when we are hyper aware of our day, and what I mean by that is we are reminded of the goodness of God in this day, in this moment, because oftentimes we can be in environments that we exist in, but we're not living in. Right. And the best way for me to explain it is like this. When you're in the kitchen with your family and someone's cooking and you sit in the kitchen long enough, your senses are dulled to what you're smelling. And so someone else comes in and says, "That smells good. What are you cooking?" And then you're hyper aware of what it is that you're smelling. But what about when you're in the lobby of a hotel and there's music playing in the background? And after a period of time, you forget that you're listening to music until someone else comes in and they says, "That's a beautiful song. What song is that?" Then you become hyper aware of what you're listening to. And so I believe it's beneficial for us to be hyper aware of the presence of God in our day. And it's not something that we should be obsessing over as far as scheduling wise, but what we put priority on. That's what I'm talking about in the Power of 1440. So it's not what your calendar looks like. It's not what your schedule looks like. It's, are you making God a priority? Are you making his presence a priority in your life? And if you are, then you'll reap the fruits of it. And so if faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God, then my doubt grows by not hearing. And so I have to be very, very mindful of how I utilize and steward my time to make sure I'm doing what I can to feed my soul the word of God so that other people get the best of me in that season of my life.
That's good. You know, Pastor Tim, in light of all of that, you know, you talk about this idea of prioritizing and making space for the presence of God. Yeah. And, you know, I reflect back, Zach and I, we saw you at a conference a few months ago, and I think it leads into beautifully this next question, what you just said. And, you know, we heard you exhaust one of the, you know, most profound messages that we've heard at a conference. And like I said, I've told you, like, we were taking notes and I looked down and my pen didn't move because I was so captivated. And it's beautiful. And I just kind of want to exhaust our notes and maybe just have you, you know, really just pinpoint each voice. So we were at this conference, you talking and you really spoke out of 1 Kings 19. It's the account of Elijah, and you emphasize the importance of the presence of God, but also in that you talked about four voices that each of us really kind of find ourselves listening to. And I think what impacted us was actually like what those voices were.
Yeah.
And how so many of us can kind of get lost and not really pinpoint and prioritize the voice of God. And what the enemy loves to do the most is to distract us and to have the other voices be louder than the voice of God. And so in light of that, in prioritizing, you know, the presence and the power of God and really maximizing your day, I really want to ask you, like, can we expound upon maybe the voices that might be distracting us and how do we in 2023 really start to take the authority that's given to us in Christ Jesus and to start silencing those other voices essentially and really help, you know, elevate the voice of God in our lives.
Yeah.
You know, to talk specifically to those four voices for our listeners so they can kind of catch up to where we are. You know, one of the voices that we listen to is the voice of other people. And we allow what other people say about us to influence our decision and what we do and how we do it. We'll even go out of our way to get the approval of other people and really put our own lives in a disadvantage just to get the approval and hear the voice of certain voices in our life. The second voice that we commonly listen to is our own voice. And although sometimes we can be a great encouragement to ourselves, there's a great majority of the time where we're not. And so I have this saying that I apply to my life, and it's, I have to repeat what God says about me, because when I do, I'm never wrong. The third voice that we typically listen to is the voice of the enemy. And we listen to what he says about us. And, you know, the sad part about that is oftentimes we believe what the enemy says before we believe what God says about us. And we have to silence the voice of the enemy. And the way that we silence the voice of the enemy is stop repeating what the enemy says about us. Stop repeating what the enemy says or who he says that we are. And it gives us the ability to really listen, be obedient, hear the fourth and most important voice, which is the voice of God. Yeah. And the reason these are important is because the voice that I listen to determines the future I experience. If I listen to the wrong voice, I'll come to the wrong conclusion. If I listen to the right voice, then I'll get the answers that I am in search of. And so it's so important that, number one, we hear the voice of God. Number two, we listen to the voice of God. And number three, we repeat what we heard. Because if we can repeat what we've heard God say, we'll never be wrong.
That's so powerful, I believe, Pastor Tim, because when I think about those four voices being just helping people when it comes to positive self-talk, right? Like, that's so imperative to me. And I think of a story that comes to my mind, which is John Gordon shares often about a guy by the name of Dr. Gills.
Yeah.
Dr. Gills, right? He's known for running 6 double Ironmans, the most all time, the last one being over the age of 50 years old. And he says, you know, how'd you do it, Dr. Gills? Like, how in the world were you able to compete at such a high level for such a prolonged amount of time? And he said one of the most prolific statements, he said, I learned to master the art of talking to myself rather than the art of listening to myself.
Yep.
Pastor Tim, what's something practical that you could give someone today as we enter into 2023 about the importance of self-talk? And like you said, not only listening to the voice of God, but proclaiming that over our lives going into a new season.
Yeah, and the Word of God says that our world is framed with our words. Mm-hmm. And my father used to tell me that each word is like a Tupperware container. Mm-hmm. It has the ability to open up what it is containing and to preserve what it's holding. And each word that we speak in and over our life has the ability to project us or to pull us back. Another scripture says that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and whatever we say, that's what we see. And so that's why I believe scripture says that we have to speak those things that be not as though they were, because there is power in your words. And even though you don't feel like it, even though you may not be seeing it, you have to declare, you have to speak, you have to prophesy what it is that you desire to see. And one of the greatest things I can tell our listeners starting off this new year is you have to follow the facts and not your feelings. You won't feel like doing a bunch of things. You won't feel like saying these things. You won't feel like having a daily confession that speaks and fills faith in your spirit. But the fact is, you need to, because when you speak life into your life, it's contagious. It bubbles over. It spills over onto all that are in contact with you, so that not only is your life changing, but theirs is changing as well.
Powerful, Pastor Tim. I love that, being able to cling to and listen to the facts and not just our feelings in life. And something that I know is a fact is that God uses others to be very instrumental and influential in our daily lives. And so there are a lot of people that maybe are trying to, you know, progress and develop these further, you know, safe and secure attachment like relationships where they have people that are pouring into them in a more healthy way in 2023. And something that I've recognized recently as I'm reading through the Gospels is just understanding that Jesus, he never substituted influence for intimacy, right? He always chose intimacy first. And so in knowing that, sir, what are some healthy habits, you talked about habits up front, that people can begin implementing in their lives going into a new year that would maybe foster better relationship and intimacy rather than just trying to strive to make a name for themselves or influence in that sense?
Yeah, I think one of the greatest things that hinder people that desire to grow in any way is believing that growth automatically happens. It doesn't. Change automatically happens, but growth is intentional. And so in order for us to grow, we have to prepare for growth. We don't get what we hope for. We get what we prepare for. And so understanding that preparation is so key to my expectation. Preparation is so key to me stepping into the things that God showed me, the things that God revealed to me, the things that I believe God desires and designed for me to see in this new year. I have to prepare for it. And so when me and my wife, we found out that she was pregnant, the first thing that we started to do was prepare for the birth of our son. No one could see it. No one knew it. She wasn't showing. She looked the exact same, but we got a word from the doctor that she was expecting. And so expectation is of no effect if there's not preparation. And this year, you have to prepare for what it is that you're expecting God to do and what you're expecting God to show you in this new year.
Man, I don't know what I got to do to figure out in 2023 how to get you to just follow us around this office and just remind us of those nuggets of truth and wisdom. You know, Pastor Tim, it's so good. And you know how we love to close out our podcast here is we love to hand the mic over. You know, we come in and we've got questions and we know, man, we want Pastor Tim to talk here and there. But for you today, for our listeners in closing out, we want to hand you the mic. Man, what is God teaching you? What is God showing you? What are you looking forward to most in 2023 that God is going to do? Obviously, we don't know all of the answers, but man, what's God saying to you for 2023?
Yeah, I would say look at the areas in your life in 2022 that you considered to be failures, that you considered to be setbacks, that you considered to be things that put you backwards instead of propel you forward. And I would say in every one of those, there's an opportunity to learn something. I was talking to a mentor some years back, and I was sharing with him how this idea that I had failed and what it produced was failure. And as I was explaining it to him, he said, well, did it teach you something? And I said, well, yes. He said, well, then it did not fail. And so in life, I've learned that we win some and then we learn some, but we never lose as long as we learn. Allow 2022 to have taught you something. Allow the pain that you've encountered through that year to have prospered you and propelled you in some way. And I've brought myself to the place, guys, where no pain is going to leave my life without it propelling me into a greater destiny that God has for me. And so allow that pain to push you, allow that pain to propel you, allow that pain to prosper you, because every season of pain, every season of testing is only meant for us to take and endure once. We end up having to retake it. We don't learn the necessary things from it. And so learn what God desires for you to learn from that season. Have great expectation and hope for this season. And I'm telling you, put your faith in the hands of God and expect big things for this year of 2023, because he will meet you at your level of expectation.
Amen. Amen. You know, we serve a God who loves us so much, who is in the weeds with us, in the details of every minute of our lives. And Pastor Tim, you did an incredible job today, just reminding us of that and really, you know, giving us a moment of pause to reflect, but also instead of getting stuck into maybe what happened in the past in 2022, we can look forward with hopeful anticipation for 2023 and what God wants to do in and through our lives and hopefully impact the world around us. Pastor Tim, thank you so much for being with us today.
What an honor, man. Thank you all so much for having me on. And I can't wait to be with you in person here in just a few short months. And then again, a few months after that, I'm excited.
Yes, sir. We'll see you next time.
Wow, everybody. What a powerful and impactful episode, man. I'm telling you what, that just hit me dead in the heart. So many incredible words of wisdom from Pastor Tim Timberlake today. But one that I really want to touch on as we close up here today, G, is this idea that what Pastor Tim was mentioning, as we transition into 2023, it's now January 3rd. People are going into their New Year's resolutions, that old saying, as you mentioned, new year, new you type of mindset. But what Pastor Tim said is a lot of people that may be carrying over some baggage or some luggage from 2022, some of the pain and the wounds that they may have experienced in their past and mistakes and so on and so forth. I loved what he said, that you can cross over into a new year without carrying over the pain and the baggage from last year. And that mindset is just so impactful to me. He said how it's done is really fueled through this act of gratitude and focusing where our feet are, understanding that God has something so much greater in store for you this year, that we can release that pain. We can release that bondage in those wounds from last year, and we can leave it at the doorstep of 2023 as we embark into a really a fulfilling life that God has destined for you this year. And so, as he mentioned, And as I talked about a little bit in the open, prepare for more, right? Prepare and make sure that your preparation fuels the hopeful expectation that God has for you into this new month, January of 2023. Gee, what'd you have?
You know, stepping into a new year and sort of releasing, you know, the old and dropping the baggage of the past. There are four voices, as Pastor Tim sort of mentioned, that we can really listen to. And sometimes we choose to listen to the voice of the Lord, which ultimately should be the loudest voice and the voice that we listen to the most.
Yeah.
We also have ourselves. We're talking to ourselves. And sometimes it's not good self-talk. It's negative self-talk. The other is the voice of other people.
Yeah.
And that can be great, but also it cannot be great.
Right.
And they could be leading us astray and into places that we don't need to be headed. But also there's a voice that sometimes can be louder than all the other three. That's the voice of the enemy. And so as we head into 2023, I want you to be reminded that, yes, there is an enemy. And in light of who you are and how God has created you, he wants to kill, steal, and destroy. But for 2023, let's start implementing practices and habits that allow you to really hear the voice of the Lord the loudest.
Mm.
And allow that group of people who do have that godly foundation and can be speaking into your life and to your calling to help push you forward and have an expectation of the good that God wants to produce in this new year. And so guys, like, we're so excited about this interview and we're so excited about the opportunities that are coming ahead, especially as it involves Pastor Tim Timberlake. And one of those opportunities to our listeners, Ignite Men's Impact Weekend.
Come on.
It's happening March 10 and 11, 2023, Thomas Road Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia.
Mm.
Listen, 2-day event packed full of everything that us guys love.
That's it.
Hunting, fishing, you know, you name it, football. Like, we're going to have an incredible lineup. Pastor Tim Timberlake is going to be there. Chad Robichaud is going to be there. He's a former MMA, UFC fighter.
Mm.
Listen, we've got a huge announcement.
Yep.
Brian Dawkins.
Come on, people. From the Hall of Famer.
Yeah, Hall of Famer, Philadelphia Eagles. He's going to be joining us. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo,
amazing.
Former Director of the CIA, he's going to be joining us. Listen, it is going to be a weekend that will mark your life and really impact your home and your family and your community for eternity. So you do not want to miss it. Mm. If you've got any questions or you want to register and you want to learn more about the event, go to ignitemen.net right now. We'd love to have you there in Lynchburg, Virginia, March 10 through the 11th. Guys, what an incredible interview. I know Zach and I are pumped about it.
Yes.
We can't wait to be back with you next week for another episode of the Built Different Podcast.